Robin Hood Radio presents the commentary of Don Morrison. Don is a former editor at Time Magazine. He's an author, lecturer, and member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board.
Hope you all had a nice holiday, hanging out with family and friends, exchanging gifts and head colds, and taking a break from the news. I sure did. But when I reconnected with the world the other day, I found we're still arguing over that darn southern border wall. Never mind that illegal crossings are close to a 10-year low, that none of them involves terrorists, or that illegal immigrants are less likely to commit crimes than, the Trump campaign team. Our president thinks there's a crisis, and a 1,000-mile wall is the answer. Heck, he thinks walls have always been the answer. Look at the Great Wall of China, he says, or the Vatican, or Obama's house in Chicago. He's wrong about those. Also about walls generally. They were useful against military assaults, but that was before cannons, also airplanes. China's Great Wall didn't stop the Mongols in the 13th century. The Berlin Wall didn't halt the reunification of Germany. People find ways around walls, which come with their own problems. Israel's separation barrier reduced terror attacks, but it remains a major obstacle to Middle East peace. My favorite example is Jericho, now part of the Israeli-occupied West Bank. As we know from the Bible and popular song, Joshua fought the Battle of Jericho. That would be around 1400 BC, when the Israelites followed God's command to settle the land of Canaan. Joshua marched the Israelites round and round the city. They blew ram's horns, and the walls came tumbling down. Except it didn't happen. Centuries before Joshua got there, Jericho's prehistoric wall had crumbled, and the city was abandoned. But what about the Bible, which is pretty specific on this? Scholars say the tale is less about walls and historical accuracy than about the importance of following God's will. Maybe there's a lesson here. The Bible makes God's will pretty clear on the subject of immigrants. Show them mercy and compassion. But we also want to protect our borders. Trying to do both is splitting us into warring tribes, and nobody wants the other side to win. So why don't both tribes agree that, 1, border security is indeed worth funding, and 2, there are better ways to attain it than a wall? Let's start blowing on those ram's horns until the walls that separate us come tumbling down. I'm Don Morrison.
Don Morrison is an author and editor. He's taught at universities in the United States, Europe, and Asia. He's the European editor of the British magazine Port and a member of the Berkshire Eagle Advisory Board. He lives in Paris, Miami, and in Berkshire County.